Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Thanks for coming back to my channel. And this is about Labour versus Reform United Kingdom. The Labour conference has kicked off the other day, in case you didn't notice. Usually it's just a snooze fest, one of the most tedious events in British political history, in the political calendar, because, you know, the censorship, all things you can't say, must say, blah, 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 mouthing the usual leftist pieties, telling fairy tales about how endless benefits and taxation are going to lead to prosperity and stuff like that. I don't completely disagree with the Labour. I mean, the super rich should pay slightly more in tax. And I think raising the two-child benefit cap is a desirable goal. Yes, of course, I would like to see the NHS function better, fewer strikes and so forth. But it's really the party of the public sector workers and the parasitical class who are sucking the blood of those who actually work for a living, especially in the private sector and particularly the self-employed. Right. So they were triumphant last year that they won that election, thought to be a two-term project to turf out the Tories. That's happened. Right. Now's the year of delivery, over a year into the government, and the wheels have come off. Labour is saving their fire for Reform UK. Labour have got no achievements to crow about. So what they have to do is fearmonger about how Reform UK is so terrible, how they're Nazis and all this nonsense. A breach of Godwin's law is just sick. It would like the things that would disgrace a secondary school debating society. Reductio ad Hitlerum. David Lammy has previous on this cause of calling anyone who doesn't agree with him a Nazi. So it's revolting. And Labour are open about their intention to bring back liar and thief Angela Rayner. Starmer himself has said it was only 3 weeks ago that she resigned in disgrace. Wes Streeting has said it, Andy Burnham has said it, and others. So, you know, Andy Burnham is being the Banquo's ghost of this event, and he's the one who's openly gunning for the leadership, the guilty conscience of the Labour Party, saying what they actually want to do, but for financial constraints, they think they can't. It's been a very bad month for them, losing Angela Rayner and Peter Mandelson, and there was some other top-level Downing Street aide. So it's quite a cunning strategy that Labour's really got no achievements to sell, to say, yeah, that's a vote for us. So what we're going to do is going to be negative campaigning and try and make a binary choice. It's Labour or Reform United Kingdom. That's it. Anything else is a wasted vote. One will win. Only Labour or Reform UK. Only Labour can stop Reform United Kingdom. So appeal sort of a broad left people rather than waste your vote, the Liberal Democrats or the Greens or this extreme left wing party led by Comrade Corbyn, vote for us. Even some former Conservatives or floating voters, put it like that. So because of Farage's toxicity to a lot of people, although actually he's got the highest personal approval rating of any politician. Having said that, he's also got very high negatives. Sir Ed Davies is just not very widely recognised, which is not that many people like him and almost nobody hates him. So he's just the invisible man of British politics. So people, I can't remember who said the British public love a good hate. And certainly the bien pensant leftist like to find someone to whom they can feel morally superior. Now, I castigate Reform UK. We should not be deporting millions of people who've got indefinitely to remain or even terminating that status and having to go for 5-year visa, another 5-year visa, something like that. Don't deport my friends. Imagine if all the people on IDL left, and there'd be huge gaps in the economy. These people live in the United Kingdom for decades, in some cases, made enormous contributions, blood relatives, relatives through marriage to British citizens. No, that should not be done, and so on. So racialism, obviously that's part of Labour's breathing rhythm. So the more you can please people of racialism, the more moral you are. Wonderful. Racist, racist, racist. Mathematics is racist. Medicine's racist. Absolutely everything. And everyone is racialist except for me, except the person that's really racist is Labour. Farage, he said some rude things about Romanians. Has he said, well, he said about illegal immigrants as such. I don't think he's targeted any other ethnicities or religions like that. And of course, he'd be the first to point out is number two in the party, Zia Yusuf, is a British Bangladeshi Muslim born in the United Kingdom to immigrant parents. So therefore, it can't be racialistic. So I don't think it's a racist immigration policy. I just think it's wrong-headed, it's foolish, it's an overreaction. Nigel Farage has said that his security details have been withdrawn as a very prominent politician. It's obviously an assassination risk. MPs have been murdered in recent years. He said that's really been downgraded. And the Home Office under Labour control is presumably doing this because they want to jeopardise him, because they want to penalise him for criticising some of their policies, because Labour is at panic stations. The polls are so bad. They've been well behind the polls for at least 6 months, and they're like 10 points adrift. Now, I don't think Reform UK will end up winning a majority, and maybe even not a plurality of seats, but they're going to have a major showing. It's going to be in the double figures. It could be like 30 or 40 seats. I doubt it's going to be over 100. Well, you know, I could be wrong, but they're going to be a significant force for, you know, at least a few electoral cycles. This is a party, I pinch myself to remember, has only got 5 members of parliament, with the one guy who, I don't know, has become independent or something like that. So Labour has grim prospects ahead of them for the forthcoming year. Looks like they're going to lose the local elections in South Britain. They're going to lose the election to the Welsh Parliament for the first time. They're going to fail to regain the Scottish Parliament. They thought they were going to get Holyrood back after the SNP won it for elections on a trot. But of course, between now and May is quite a long time. You know, a lot could happen between then. So there are others who say, no, this strategy is foolish because you're giving them the oxygen of publicity. You're doing them the honour of saying the major party. But obviously the unspoken thing is you hardly mention the Conservatives. The Conservatives are so feeble. You insult them by not even mentioning them. They're just not even important enough to be a threat. And normally it would be the Conservatives would be the bugbear. So Sir Keir Starmer, Prime Minister, said that the UK, that Farage doesn't believe in Britain. Well, he said he does. He's got a different vision of it. He wants a low regulation, low tax Britain. I find that very attractive. He wants a net zero immigration Britain, which I don't agree with, and says he doesn't want to be tolerant. I mean, I don't think it's intolerant. Labour's very intolerant to banning this word, sacking people from this, barring people from this profession and so on. The Conservatives are almost as bad, decent and respectful. I don't think Reform UK is indecent or disrespectful, but and so on. So it's in Labour's real bailiwick, Liverpool, Labour's strongest city. Remember, the most strongly Labour constituency in the United Kingdom was Liverpool Riverside, was 85% Labour at one stage. So anyway, Starmer had to pull working class rank on Farage, say how bourgeois Farage is. And of course, Sir Keir is a proletarian. So what? What matters is what's happened in 2025, not what happened in 1962 when he was born and so forth. So Farage is saying that Labour openly despises the working class, which is not quite true, but there's an element of truth in that. There's been class de-alignment. Social class is not such a big indicator of voting behaviour these days. So Sir Keir said that Reform and Mr Farage don't love our beautiful, tolerant, diverse country. Well, I think they do love it. Tolerant, are they tolerant? I think so. Tolerance can be excessive. It's the murder of children, which Labour actively encourages. If it's of bigotry and oppression, which is Labour all about, control freakery. So that's what Labour's all about, exploitation. People being ripped off by benefits cheats. And we're ripped off by tax avoidance as well. Doesn't like our diverse country. Well, Labour actually hates diversity of opinion. It wants a monochromatic Britain, wants the imposition of really its worldview, wants us rammed down our throats to brainwash your children. So when's the last time you heard Nigel Farage say anything positive about Britain's future? Well, he said it can be if it goes to Singapore on Thames and so forth. That Farage doesn't like Britain, doesn't believe in Britain, which I think is nonsense. He obviously believed the United Kingdom could succeed outside the European Union. And indeed, it has. Not as much as I was hoping for and so forth. So if you tell a lie often enough, a lot of people believe it, that Reform UK is racist, racist, racist. I'm going to say, just afraid to say, I think that some Reform UK voters are racialist. I know you'll find that in all parties. One of the few good policy announcements that Sir Keir made was they no longer going to have this aim of 50% of youngsters going to university, which is true because it's a complete waste of money. More means worse. It's sort of ineducable people going on to that stage. But so it shows us the battle lines are being drawn for the forthcoming Westminster election between Reform UK and Labour. Overall, I think it actually is the right strategy for Labour. It probably pays some dividends. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecarlin792@gmail.com. Goodbye.